The Philosopher Deck Art Challenge. I was surprised to find out that tarot cards are a new invention, starting somewhere in late 1400s. It was always my fantastic assumption that fortune-telling was born from watching a philosopher using cards with wisdom on them. It just seems so natural to make a deck of cards or a bone rune necklace that describes or symbolizes great wisdom. And then, should a philosopher ever get stuck or just set off on an exploratory journey, they can shuffle a deck of cards with wisdom written on them and explore. This is not really a game. There are no rules here. It is instead a tool for thinking. Shuffling the deck randomizes where one should ponder next, and if a card makes no sense, it is then set aside. Again, it is all about wisdom and making sense of the universe. I do not really believe that philosophers never used such a method, but let us assume it is so and make it a reality today. Above all, there is no preset number of cards. It really depends on who you are and what wisdom you love. If at the moment you hold 8 wisdoms dear, which is a pretty hefty number, then you just make 8 cards to begin with. Easy peasy as that. Now let us create a list of 3 thick wisdoms that help a person navigate complex troubles or big questions. I combine 2 or 3 things together in here to strengthen the message, but perhaps this may be a terrible idea because you may prefer separate cards with separate wisdoms that then you can combine on your own. Here are the 3 thick cards. Number 1. A wisdom created by Murray Gell-Mann and Friedrich Nietzsche.
You don't need to add something more to get something more.
This means that life in the universe has emerged by means of fundamental principles of physics and chemistry and extremely large number of accidents or permutations. This wisdom reminds of the power of chaos, of emergence of coherent things out of what seems like nonsense. You see that happening in my poems and in language models running on modern computers. The noisy and chaotic latent space can in fact create complex works of verse or prose, and may even cure aging later on. It is, after all chaos. Friedrich Nietzsche perhaps put it most simply and beautifully.
You must have chaos within you to give birth to a dancing star.
Number 2. A wisdom by Henry Thoreau, Dixie, and Ferris Bueller. I went to the woods because I wished to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not, when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. I did not wish to live what was not life. Living is so dear. Nor did I wish to practice resignation, unless it was quite necessary. I wanted to live deep and suck out all the marrow of life, to live so sturdily and Spartan-like as to put to rout all that was not life, to cut a broad swath and shave close, to drive life into a corner and reduce it to to its lowest terms. To which Dixie adds, the worst day on the trail is still better than the best day at work. This teaches us that we skipped a wrinkle and went straight to work, and as a result, we may discover that we have not quite lived the right way. To quote Ferris Bueller, life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. Number 3. A Wisdom by Sun Tzu, Kurt Vonnegut, Mark Twain, and Mahatma Gandhi.
Victorious warriors win first and then go to war, while defeated warriors go to war first and then seek to win.
This wonderfully captures the importance of authentic education. Ineffective schools are just theater. They are make-believe. You can't cram real knowledge. You can't merely adopt somebody else's wisdom right when you need it at the last moment. Kurt Vonnegut puts this in a greater context when he says,
true terror is to wake up one morning and discover that your high school class is running the country.
This means that without education, there are only fake it until you make it types, dunces, hustlers, and pretenders, and they can only change the world for the worse. Mark Twain paves the way out of this dead end by stating,
I have never let my schooling interfere with my education.
Meaning that he knew the two were separate things, maybe 150 years ago, from the beginning. Here, Mahatma framed the whole and gives it proper weight. Live as if you were to die tomorrow. Learn as if you were to live forever. Finally, a note on the very creation of the cards themselves. The companies that I am about to mention are just the ones that will work probably most optimally, but I absolutely encourage you to do your own research. Above all, use generative AI like Midjourney or Stable Diffusion to create the needed illustrations for the cards. If you don't like this idea, then call it a test run at first. And later, after you hold the cards in your hands, you can paint a manual painting for each. If you wish, you can use ChatGPT to help you write a booklet. A booklet may be optional if you put text on the front of the card and illustration on the back. You know, consider a card that has unique illustrations on both sides. It will be more precious, more mysterious, more artistic. And then in your booklet, put a picture of the card on one page and the description on the facing one. There are companies that can print your philosopher's deck. One such company is BoardGamesMaker.com. They offer tarot card printing services, but tarot card and philosopher deck is basically the same thing. Here, you select a number of cards, upload your illustrations, and click Automatically Apply to Faces, and then do the same for the back of the card. Very easy. Oh, and by the way, you should run your generated art through an upscaler to increase its resolution for printing on paper. I personally use imgupscaler.com. If you prefer a local setup, you will need a gaming desktop. And here you can run Stable Diffusion along with DALL-E, which is somewhat easy to install and gives you ChatGPT type artificial intelligence. As you can see, the illustration, the text, and the printing is somewhat easy. And all you have to do is select your favorite wisdoms. And perhaps add new cards as you discover new wisdoms as you go.